Session 4. Listening in the Dark. After a long time of wandering, something changes when you stop. When you're no longer trying to find your way out, when you're simply here, the world grows quieter. And in that quiet, something begins to shift. When the distractions fall away, and you're left with yourself, especially in those dark hours when the world is asleep and you're not, things rise to the surface. Thoughts, memories, feelings you've been carrying without even realizing. At first, that can feel uncomfortable, even unsettling. But underneath the noise, underneath the restlessness, there's something else. Not loud, not urgent, just steady. Most of us were never taught how to relate to this part of ourselves. We learned how to think, how to plan, how to push through. But this is different. This can be where something begins to soften. After my accident, when everything familiar fell away, my body, my identity, my sense of direction, I didn't suddenly know what came next. I was in what mystics call a dark night of the soul. But even there, I began to notice. I noticed what drained me, what steadied me, what I had been ignoring in the rush of my old life. And that noticing mattered. When my body was broken, I couldn't rely on what had carried me before. So I had to reach somewhere deeper. It didn't end that night, but it was how the dark began to thin. Sometimes what comes into awareness is grief or anger or a depth of exhaustion you didn't realize you were carrying. Sometimes it's a truth you've known for a long time but never had the space to acknowledge. When that happens, nothing has gone wrong. Often, it's the opposite. You're beginning to reconnect with yourself. The dark isn't empty. It's part of the wilderness itself, the inner landscape you enter when you stop moving. This is where recalibration happens. Think of how quiet the world is at 3 in the morning. That stillness isn't emptiness. It's where things begin to settle into place. You don't have to like this stage, and you don't have to understand it fully. Just know this. If you're noticing more, if you're sensing what feels true and what doesn't, then you're already moving. Not outward yet, inward. And that kind of movement changes the way you meet what comes next. You might not have language for it. You might not see results. But something in you is beginning to organize itself around what matters. Even here, especially here, something is quietly preparing you. From time to time, when the mist begins to thin, what do you sense, even faintly? Could it be the forest trying to find you?